Let me ask you something. What if effort did not count the way you thought it did? I mean, you can do everything the way you believe it should be done. You can stay consistent with it and still feel like nothing is really changing in the way you expected it to. That is a different kind of feeling. This is Echoes from the Peak. Most people carry a belief that effort leads somewhere, even if they have never said it out loud. It sits underneath how they approach things. It shows up in how they work, how they deal with people, and how they stay steady when something matters. Now, there is an assumption that what you put in will eventually show up in some form, even if it takes time or shows up in a way that is not immediate. And that belief gives people something to rely on. Without it, it would be difficult to stay consistent when the outcome is not clear. Now, there are moments where that connection feels less certain. You follow through on what you said you would do. You stay aligned with how you believe things should be handled. And you keep showing up the same way, even when it would be easier to step back. And nothing seems to move. You expected something to shift, even if it was small. Some kind of a response, a change, some indication that what you were doing was leading somewhere. But it stays where it is. And at first, that does not carry much weight because you assume it will show up with a little more time. But the part that changes things is when it continues longer than you thought it would. You keep doing the same things, and the distance between what you are putting in and what you are seeing does not close. It just stays there. Steady. Steady enough that you start to notice it more often. It is not dramatic, and it does not stop anything, but it stays with you. You begin to question whether what you are doing is actually connected to what you are trying to create. You see this more clearly when you're dealing with other people. You invest time into them, and you stay clear in how you communicate. You give them space to grow. You even stay consistent in situations where it would be far easier to handle things differently. And you expect that to show up in how they respond. Look, sometimes it does, sometimes it does not, at least not in the way that you thought it would. And that is where it starts to feel off. Because the effort feels right, but the outcome does not match it. It shows up in your own life in ways that are harder to explain. You make changes that feel meaningful, and you do stay consistent with them. You expect those changes to create some kind of shift, even if it's gradual. And the result? Well, it feels delayed. It does not feel like nothing is happening. but it also does not feel like what you expected to see. And that space between those two is where all of this sits. Now, from the inside, this is really difficult to read. You're not guessing or trying different things without direction. You are doing what should work, and you're staying with it long enough to expect something to come back from it. If something was clearly wrong, you would adjust it. And if something was clearly not working, you would move in a different direction. But this is not that. You stay exactly where you are because it still feels right, even while something does not line up. Now, that space can last longer than you want it to. You keep showing up the same way, and you keep expecting that something will meet you there. It does not always happen on your timing. That is where it starts to change. And it changes how you think about what you were doing, because the connection between effort and outcome is no longer as clear as it once felt. If you stay with it long enough, something begins to change in how you see it. You start to recognize that effort does not always show up in the place you are watching. The return is not always immediate, and it does not always come back in a straight line. What you are doing may be affecting something, but it is not always visible in the way you expected it to be. That takes time to understand, because it does not resolve the tension right away. Most people want to see that what they are doing is leading somewhere, and it's somewhere that they can recognize. When that connection is not clear, it becomes harder to stay certain, even if the effort itself still feels right. And the uncertainty is not about what you are doing. It is about how it connects to what comes next. People pay attention to how you move through that. They notice whether you stay consistent or whether you start to shift when things do not show up the way you expected them to. That shapes how they understand what effort means, and it influences how they decide to show up themselves. There's usually a point where something becomes clearer. It does not happen all at once, and it does not resolve everything. But you begin to recognize that what you've been doing has been working in some way. It just has not been showing up where you were looking. And that changes how you think about it, even if it does not remove the tension. Most people expect effort to lead somewhere that they can see, something that confirms it mattered. But in reality, it does not always show up that way. Effort still matters, but the connection is not always direct and is not always visible in the moment. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If effort does not always count the way that you thought it did, where has it already shown up that you have not been paying attention to? And how much of what you are building is still moving, even if you cannot see it yet? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.